This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Bachelor Nation, tonight I ask you a very important question. How short is too short to say I love you? You know, maybe a year, maybe a month. How about like 12 hours? We ask that question and more tonight here on the Bachelorette After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
It's a little Luke-ish of an intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were just saying I might have come in a little hot tonight on the cold open on the Bachelor. Yeah. Just like our guy Luke C.
Yeah, right? Yes, Luke man, PM. Coming in.
Obviously, you know what you want, Jeff.
I know what I
to
want.
To start the show.
It's to start the show, guys. That's right. This is the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. And guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Tonight we are covering season 15. I got it right tonight. Episode 2, and I'm not alone because I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant panelists. I'm going to start with our wonderful guest. Yes. Our guest is not only a great host and a wonderful person, but has her very own resume of reality TV experience. If you guys are fans of Big Brother, you've seen Rachel Swindler before, and you're not only great on camera, but you're a great host as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so excited to get into this episode.
Rachel, what's your level of, like, bachelor obsessiveness, would you say?
I gotta say, I'm in the gym. I remember I just go to the gym, have it on there, just stick the headphones in, 2 hours of cardio, I'm set.
If you had to pick a favorite season, even if you're a more recent fan, what would you point to?
I'm gonna go back to The Bachelor. Sean?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I really enjoyed that season.
Throwback,
so.
I love it.
I know, because that was a real nice love connection, so well, I enjoyed it.
Speaking of reality TV lovers, we also have Mike Thieling here
What's
tonight.
Up, guys? Back again, Mike Thieling. You know, I'm loving Hannah more and more every episode, so that's great. Whatever the editors are doing, the producers, they're making me love her, because I really didn't like her on her season of The Bachelor, but I really like her now.
And of course, Christine Bain. We're so happy to have you. Christine's got some amazing tea later in the show.
Ooh. I sure do. Bachelor Nation. People are coming for our guilty Monday night obsession, specifically someone on the network.
What?
So we're going to talk about that later.
We will be talking about that later in the show. Renee and Christina are not here tonight, but they will be here next week. We miss you guys, but luckily we do have a panel. A full panel of great hosts. As I mentioned, they didn't get roses tonight, exactly. We will be going over some news and gossip later. We also have our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment, so make sure you stick around for that. But before we get into all that, we have to get into our overall thoughts from tonight's episode. Christine, what did you think? Let's start with you.
I'm already more interested in the show than I was night one. This was a good episode, and I'm a lot more intrigued in a couple of guys that I think I slept on early on, and I'm like, you know what? I'm totally here for it, Jed. and so that's how I'm feeling. Good episode. It picked up midway for me.
Yeah, awesome. The guys that I like are doing the right things. The guys I don't care about are being really dramatic and making the show very interesting, so that's making it work for me.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Rachel, what do you think?
I'm just excited to see what's going to happen with Luke. I mean, I know he's just a big topic for tonight, but I'm so excited to see kind of where this leads to. So I guess I'm just excited for all of these different journeys that we're going on with all of these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically Luke, so.
We have a ton to cover tonight, guys. We're going to start with the first group date. Of course, we have Tyler G's solo date. We have the second roller derby date and a lot of antics from Cam. So we're going to be getting into all that during the episode, and we will cover as much as we can from this amazing two-hour episode of TV. Let's go ahead and start with the pageant. This first group date in honor of our bachelorette, who we of course know is a pageant girl. The dudes had to do their very own pageant, starting with the swimsuit section. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
how did we feel specifically about the Speedos?
I think it was just something for TV, you know? See the guys in their Speedos. I don't know that Hannah was really judging her Mr. Right off of that. It was just more eye candy for us. I know me and Rachel enjoyed watching
that. Yeah, you know, it spiced up the episode, which is what we needed, of course. Like, I needed to see a guy in a Speedo. And I got it, and I'm really thankful for it.
You got it. Jeff, this takes me back. Does anybody here remember? This is an old school throwback reality show. It was called The Pickup Artist.
Mm. Okay. What was his name? No.
Mystery.
Mystery, yeah.
Right. And his companions, J-Dog and Matador. Anyway, one of the challenges for the guys was to all host a party at the mansion in Speedos. And it was a confidence challenge to show them that you can be confident and it doesn't matter. That's what was reminded to me what I thought of when I saw this challenge. And I loved how the guys handled it. All of them kind of went for it. And that's what you got to do.
You know, I think all these dudes did handle it pretty well. You know, it's not necessarily about how you look. It's about how you rock it.
For sure.
I think all of them did. I will say, though, does this seem like an especially fit group of dudes this year?
Yes.
Like, all of them were in great shape.
Yes, they are.
They're looking like full snacks.
Yeah.
Full snacks.
Full snacks.
I think it's that thing where you find out you're getting
kept. Move over here again.
That's right.
Just like last
full
week.
Full snacks.
Even Luke P., for all it's worth, he has some washboard abs. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we could go on. Yeah.
He does. Was
really
there a
hot.
Favorite specifically Speedo dude for... I think y'all were impressed by Jed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Jed.
Jed was amazing. He owned it. And I mean, he's a short little guy, but he just walked with that confidence like... swag was dripping off.
Yeah,
of him.
And his proportion. I mean, he's just so beautifully proportioned. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say, Melissa Calderon in the chat agrees because she has Jed with a heart emoji.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, a lot Melissa. Of people saying Jed should have won, Mr.
Nice.
Wright.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think he's coming in hot. He's in it to win it, I think.
And he actually had a talent. Hello.
Yes.
He can sing.
Well, let's talk about the talents.
Thank you.
So, Jed, I think, would he be the clear winner for all of us?
I would say so.
Yeah,
charisma,
for me.
Charisma, talent... Just he did it all for me.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, being a performer, like a guy that can sing to me, I'm like,
you melt.
I love it so much, and just the fact he's playing the guitar, he's singing, I'm just like, baby, I love you.
He's yours, Jed. So Renee on our panel, who you will meet at some point, her guy is Peter. She's pretty much FedExed him a ring in the mail. Would that be Jed? Would be yours
yes,
so far, right?
100% Jed. Jed's my boo.
Well, Jed,
so,
if you don't win.
Jed's bae.
Just see, Rachel's on the end of the panel.
Right here. I'll have my Instagram up at the end so you can just, you know, slide into my DMs.
Perfect.
Slide into the
it.
DMs.
I liked it. I thought it was really, really good. But something I brought up during our watch along, and let's get everybody's opinion right here. Jed has so far leaned in really heavy and kind of relied on his guitar skills and his singing. What do you guys think? Does he need to kind of chill out with that? Because he doesn't want to be a one-trick pony for this whole competition.
I think he's fine. I think, if there's one thing that won't get old for someone, especially who digs it, it's a dude with a voice. It's talented.
Very true.
He's working with his strength right now, and I think Hannah's gonna enjoy it.
You could just be anywhere. It could be the ice cream parlor. You just bring out that guitar. Well, let me sing to you right now about this rocky road. And I'm like, oh my god, he's so hot.
I was more impressive than his singing ability and the fact that he could play the guitar and his guitar playing. I was impressed at how quickly he made up a song that was correct and on point with being the Mr. Right pageant and stuff. That's what really impressed
Improv
me.
Skills.
I liked it.
You're right.
Plus,
yeah.
I get the vibe from him that he truly enjoys what he does. I mean, maybe it's also the edit, but he's not giving me those Luke Pell vibes from JoJo season, who later like totally capitalized on his fame to like spark his music career. So it's like, I don't get the same vibes. I trust Jed a bit more, so I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're not worried about Jed. Let us know in the chat or the comments if you are, because we brought it up during the watch along. Most of us think Jed has sincere intentions, but whenever you find out someone's a performer or an influencer, you always get nervous about the reason whether or not, they are here for the right reasons. So.
I'd rather that than just someone who acts like they're not later and then is like sugar bear hair and is like so in your face with it later.
Wow, that's topical.
Well, being a performer that was on a reality show, I can say, you go for the show, man. I mean, I didn't go to advance my career at all. So I definitely think he's there for love and he's there for the right reasons. And you know what? If you get a little bit of exposure out of it,
It's a bonus.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah. And he can sing.
Fair
enough.
Well, of course, the most important talent that we have to talk about tonight is Luke's talent for saying overly dramatic, creepy things to women.
Yeah.
Except it worked.
It did. I think that was the biggest statement made in that group date. Like, Hannah enjoyed that grand gesture. She was totally taken back. You saw it all over her face.
Yeah.
She was speechless.
Yeah.
It was a really, really, really bold thing to do. I mean, that could have backfired really easily. We see at the end of the episode some of the hesitation from her. So I felt like that was very healthy for her to at least be really honest about, I'm not too sure, but... she sure liked it in the moment. I mean, we've seen her make out with him several times this episode already, so it's working for him.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like, you know, it's not that what he's saying is ingenuine, because I feel that he's very genuine with what he says, but like I said, I'm just going to be curious to see how that, you know, like we were saying, he has an infatuation, I feel like, right now.
100%.
And he doesn't know her fully yet, but she likes it.
I think it is, though, slightly insulting to her to keep just going so far in one direction of, like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Right. I was in love with you before I even met you. Like, he was saying a lot of really heavy stuff that, to me, it's a red flag.
It would be scary, for sure.
It's just like...
For sure.
And I was saying this, too, in our watch-along, like, I love words of affirmation and all that, but, like... There needs to be the history behind it for it to really mean something. Otherwise, it's like, did you say this to all those girls you were, you know, dating in your Playboy phase? Which he mentioned in his package that he used to be that guy. Are we just seeing that guy come back now?
You know, in college, he got away with his really good looks, got a great body, and just this, like, really super deep stare into a girl's eyes and saying what they want to hear. So that's a red flag. We got a lot of stage 5 clinger comments in the live chat right now. So I don't know. You know he can get away with it. We have to see if his ways have changed.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of shady. And if you, because we have to think about this. This truly is day 2. Like when he said that he had, the most he had had was maybe 30 minutes of conversation with her.
Yeah.
And imagine being on a Tinder date with someone, talking for 30 minutes over a drink, and that person saying, I think I'm starting to fall in love with you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm someone who grew up sort of around people like this. I was involved in like a Christian community in college. And sometimes these, like, born-again Christians, they have a different metric for how to, like, court a woman. And we, like, people will say born-again because it really is, like, you're starting a new phase of your life and belief. So I think he has this immature view on relationships, sort of in the same way someone who's born-again would. I think he thinks and believes that he's ready to fall hard for someone because he wants to have this different journey. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't recognize the fact that a relationship takes a way stronger foundation than what the two of them have. So I think he believes what he's saying, but there's no way he can know, I think.
And then on the first episode, from what I remember, wasn't it, his brother or somebody is like already married and has children.
Yeah,
and
he just
so
got
he's just like, I gotta get married, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And it's just like, it's just a little too much. And it's like, just...
But guys, God spoke to him in the shower and told
him
that he had to do it.
Absolutely. But don't you think that the whole born again thing goes against his actions? Like, I wouldn't expect somebody born again to be like eating someone's face off and making out with them. That seems like really hard and fast.
You made a good point as well, Jeff, that he's acting like somebody who hasn't had sex in a while.
Yeah, I mean, he is born again, so he's definitely had a share of times before this.
Yeah, it's that thing where if you can't go to home plate, you will hit first base as hard as you can. And you will try to steal those other bases if you can. So,
oh my God.
Jeff, a lot of people in the chat bringing up, I see Olivia, I see Mel. Hannah says he's saying all the right things, and that's a problem.
That's
a red flag right there, that it seems contrived.
Yeah. I personally think Luke does think that he's telling the truth. I think he thinks these things are true.
Right.
But they are problematic. And I think Hannah should have a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. I think sirens should be going off everywhere because it's just so much.
Too soon.
Twitter's
too
not soon. Having it either. Twitter's not here for Luke P.
And some of Bachelor Nation isn't here either. Tia Booth, who was on Colton season as well, tweeted out that she just thinks he's... such a liar. A lot of Bachelor Nation weighing in on this season already. So.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to see. I don't think Luke P's going anywhere. So he'll be around for a while. There's a lot more to come. Well, let's talk about this evening. Very, very interestingly, I think all of us expected Luke P to get the first impression rose. But no, it's our boy Jed.
And that's really, really good because that's basically who we said should have won the competition. So he's the true winner. Who cares who got the little crown?
Exactly.
Yes. I think she felt his sincerity.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, those two were the definite front runners in the thing. So I'm so happy he got it, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not happy he got it because I want him to slide into my DMs.
Fair enough. Real talk. Well, someone who is having a problem with Luke P is Mike J., who made sure to cap off Hannah's toast. Or no, he toasted to the night. Mm-hmm. And he said, here's to toasting with words that mean something and making our intentions well heard and not coming on too strong.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike J was referring to anyone specifically, you guys?
I mean, I think he might have been.
I wonder who. Shout out to Mike J, though, for throwing, like, very appropriate shade.
Yeah.
He's just been killing it. He's getting a really good edit right now, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, he really is. He's definitely a dark horse. So we'll have to see what happens with
Mike J.
For sure.
Any other significant intimate moments. Well, he did. Let's not forget, he called Luke a dog.
Yeah, he really calls him out for basically exactly what he's doing. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Facts.
I feel like that's primarily the group date. Anything else stand out to you guys before we move on? All right, let's go ahead and talk then about Tyler G, who gets a helicopter ride and a ATV mud session.
Mm-hmm. Getting messy.
Overall thoughts. Yeah, a little Tim Tebow action. Overall thoughts on Tyler G, his connection with Hannah, and his standing in the race right now.
I think Tyler is gorgeous. I think that he, I think he's a little bit guarded for sure. And it was really nice. I mean, Hannah was trying to make him be as comfortable as possible, which was really nice. And I felt like by the end of it, he was opening up a little bit more. We did kind of say a little bit forgettable, the date was. Mm-hmm. But overall, I mean, he kind of looks like Tim Tebow, and that's all good in my book. So. Mm-hmm.
He got a rose at the end of the date, so obviously that's kind of the goal, and he did it. But I did not like this date at all, either parts of it. You know, at least what we saw, a big chunk of it was the two of them talking about how it feels to go on the first solo date. And, oh, yeah, it is nervous. And, no, just be yourself. Well, I don't want to see that. Just do it. Yeah. Have a date. Like, learn about each other. Ask her questions. I don't want you to talk about what it feels like to be on the date. You're on it. And mm-hmm. she's been on it. So I just thought it was a lot of wasted time. I think he's lucky that she sees something with him and gave him a rose to go forward.
Agreed. I wasn't a fan of their body language on the date either. I felt like he... Mm-hmm. I think he did do a good job, though, of letting her speak. I didn't like that, you know, the conversation started off being about Colton. I was like, man, I hope this isn't just her talking about her ex. But I think it just, to your point, Mike, I think it just shows that she does see something in him. She trusts him. She said how she could relate to where he was during this time. And he allowed her to continue to talk about herself. We actually learned a little bit more about what Hannah actually wants. We know she wants to be a mom. Her goal is to have a family. That's something we didn't get before. So I appreciate him giving her the chance to talk and be a good listener. But don't be too good of a listener that you're not actively, you know, participating in this date. Mm-hmm. He kind of just sat back, and even their kiss was just so lackluster to me. It felt just like the rose didn't really feel super earned based off of chemistry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there wasn't much said on this date. Well, even Hannah, too. I felt like I wasn't getting as much clarity from her as I usually do. I like that she owned up to the fact that she's interested and dreams of having a husband and a family, but it's confusing because she's like, you know, in terms of my dreams, I've always wanted to just be a mom and have a family and a career, and it was just kind of like, what specifically? This was
Very generic.
Such a generic. Yeah, I didn't get anything really from either of them. Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, but like, she's also a Southern girl from Alabama who that's probably what she was raised on. Like, you get older, you have this family, and
I just was confused. What career?
Really, her ideals.
What career does she want? I wish she would have gotten it.
It's unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great if she only wants to have a family, but it was weird for her to also mention career because all we know that she's interested in is pageants.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking back to Becca season 2. I don't know that she really said a lot about
herself
either. Rachel was the one who I felt like was very clear on like who she was, her lifestyle, what she expected from her partner going into it. Still need more of that from Hannah.
Yeah. It wasn't necessarily a bad... Actually, I would say it was a bad date. Well, if you guys disagree and you like Tyler G and you like their connection, let us know, because some counterpoints are always interesting. So hop in the comments and we'd love to hear it.
Misha sees as generic as the right word.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the second group date. First of all, we get to see a little bit of the L.A. roller derby girls who could kick any of these guys' asses, was what I gathered. Fun to see that. Fun for them to feature some in a show that gets criticized for not necessarily always featuring strong women. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see like 12 badass chicks just kick these guys' butts in terms of their ability, their athletic abilities. But the primary part of the group date was, of course, the roller derby. We had the orange team and the green team. We had our two jammers.
Yes.
That's right.
Darren and Dustin. Let's talk first about Dustin getting injured. I feel like that was a significant moment. First of all, do we think Dustin really got injured, or was his pride injured and he needed a reason to talk to Hannah?
I mean, if that was if that was a whole planned out thing or something, I say kudos, man.
Yeah.
You go and you get that solo time. You get that sympathy.
I think you take advantage of it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
he fell. He probably said, whoa, if I just stay down here, I'll get a little talky time. Do it. It would even be fun for him to bring up the fact that, like, I'm not really hurt. I just want to talk to you. Like that, that would totally win points. That would be cute.
Take it to the mat direction. That's really cute.
It's not like it's actually competitive roller derby, so calm down.
Yeah, did any of us really take the dates seriously in terms of competitiveness? Oh, they were falling down.
I mean, that was hilarious.
It was just like...
I really enjoyed seeing grown men fall all over the place.
I was a little disappointed about that, because there's something really funny about like when these do get really intense and competitive, and we can watch these guys peacock a little bit, and they really didn't produce or play into the competition component at all.
Not when you put wheels on their feet.
Right.
I think we're going to get that later.
I'm sure.
Just thinking back to the tees as well of the guys, I guess... in Scotland or Ireland, wherever they end up in those kilts kind of fighting, that seems like where we're going to get that real testosterone facing off.
And rugby.
I think so too. It's just interesting because a lot of times they'll do the kind of like the losing team gets less time and there were no stakes.
Yeah, that's right.
They were just kind of stagnant, you know. Wanting more.
Well, and nothing to the winning jammer. Like all that,
Man, I wanted somebody to knock somebody out.
I know.
Boom, my girl.
Yeah, no stakes here, but it's all right. It was fun. I thought the best part was actually seeing the female roller derby girls. I just thought it was kind of cool.
I'd love to though.
I will say though, interestingly, that night we get to know Dustin a little better. And if you would have told me a guy that she would immediately not have a connection with, I would have guessed it was Dustin. He seemed like someone who wasn't necessarily her type, but they had a really interesting connection.
I think she's a little smitten with him in their own way. I mean, to your point, though, you did say from, I think, night one that you didn't think Hannah would be the type to go for someone with a nose ring.
Right.
So you're thinking just, like, appearance-wise, or they just don't gel, period?
Well, not only appearance-wise, but my guess, I think it's a bold statement for a dude to wear a nose ring. And, you know, I think it's not hard to necessarily make assumptions about that person if they do that. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's not fair of me, but I just picture Dustin being maybe more of, like, a hippie, not necessarily sharing the same value system as Hannah B., but I don't know. They had a nice connection. And I think Hannah B likes the fact that he's kind of a quiet, more introverted sweetie.
I mean, I liked him. He was definitely like, I thought he was cute.
She was impressed by the fact that he got back up when he fell.
Exactly.
That was
like her thing. Exactly.
I'm kind of milquetoast on him, to be honest. He's there. I honestly don't really see him going that far. No, I think they have a kind of friendly connection, and it's not. We see with so many of these other guys, I feel like more so than in past seasons, the guys she likes, it's really hot and it's for her and she's really connected and it's very strong, almost more so than we've seen in past Bachelors and Bachelorettes. So I don't know, I'm just not feeling with him.
Well, the moment I felt the friend zone energy was when she made out with his mustache for about 10 seconds. That was so rough. It was the world's worst kiss. Yeah, she was just all up in his stash hair. And then after the kiss, it was a very friendly hug, and she kind of patted him on the back.
Yeah,
and I was like,
don't pat.
This says friend zone.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, exactly. I think she respects Dustin, but I just don't sense the heat.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
But he did get the first impression rose.
Yeah, which I was very surprised by.
Very surprised by. None of us saw that coming.
No. Who did we think was going to get it? I can't remember who we initially thought.
Well, that's a good point.
So, yeah, it was someone that wasn't Dustin.
But as many people have said in the chat, the person who gets injured always gets it.
Yeah, that's a
sympathy rose.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Peter.
We had said Peter.
Peter was
the one that we thought was going to.
And the thing we appreciated about Peter's conversation that night was it was the only conversation in this episode that was about something.
Yeah.
It wasn't about just how they feel like they should feel or like what it means to be vulnerable. It was about like, what do you like?
Something
like,
tangible, actually getting to know somebody.
It's about career. Yeah.
Kudos to him.
What I loved what he said, too, was he was saying he's kind of put love on the back burner until he got his career settled. And he was like, which is, I can relate to a lot because that's how I feel in my life currently. Yeah. So I can really respect somebody who directly says that to you. And like, I'm ready to find love. Mm. And I find that to be very admirable. And I really like Peter.
Yeah. You hear this, Jed? That's where she is in her life right now. So.
I love you. I love that he threw
slide
but
into
now
DMs.
She just said she loves Peter, so her and Renee can have a
Peter,
kumite.
Second choice, slide into DMs. Yeah.
Okay, what we can't forget is on this second group date night, we, of course, have ABC always being Cam. I feel like we just have to devote a whole topic to Cam because he really dominated the last half of this episode.
Sure did.
Mike, thoughts on Cam?
I got a quick thought before we talk about Cam.
Yes, please.
If that's okay.
Because we're going to save Cam.
Let's save Cam for just 1 second because, as we all know, Hannah has a limited number of roses to give out every single episode. But our fantastic viewers at home, they do not have a limited number of roses. You guys can fall in love with all of the shows across all of AfterBuzz's networks because y'all know that we cover after shows for all of your favorite shows, no matter what genre. topic, subject, anything, I can't even speak. And we love seeing you guys in the chat, just like Liza, Joseph, Renee, Misha, Amaya, Avalon. We see all of y'all hanging out here with us. So you got to do us a favor and help us out. If y'all are watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels. Give us a big thumbs up. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or any of your other fun podcasting services, give us a 5 stars. Leave us some comments. Let us know that you commented so we can shout you guys out, because we love interacting with you guys, our extended panel, every single week here on AfterBuzz. And we thank you so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah.
And if you guys give us those 5 stars, we do check the iTunes reviews. We love your feedback, and we will read it on air, because it means a lot when you guys give us those shout-outs. So help us out, guys. We're just as passionate about the show as you are, and it really helps us if you guys give us those 5 stars.
Now who needs some real feedback is Cam.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mike, spill the tea on Cam. What do you think?
I think a lot about Cam. So Cam is extremely try-hard.
Yeah.
And so basically, Cam has not been chosen for any of the dates. He knows he's not going to get to go out and see Hannah. So he gets the bright idea to go to the producers, right, and tell them, I'm going to bump and introduce, butt in on this date. And he goes there and he just takes over the time. And he sits down with flowers. And she lets him.
Yeah, but her reaction, when he walked up, I was like, it was cringeworthy.
Yeah,
she was
good.
Like, are you serious right now? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I did not feel that she liked that at all. Even though she likes a guy that's bold, but I just don't think she liked it.
I think she liked it
a little bit, but it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah.
I mean, Hannah has been preaching a lot about wanting a guy to be bold and to show up for her and be expressive, but I wasn't a fan of that move. And I truthfully don't think that Hannah was.
I don't either.
Think she handled it as nicely as a bachelorette could in that moment.
Yeah.
Possibly even a little too, like, give him too much of a pass for it. I think she should have maybe called him out. Like, I think it's still early enough that she's figuring everyone out, and I think it's very just demanding to say that, like, your time is mine right now.
Yeah, and has it ever happened? I mean, has it happened in the past that someone just comes on a date they're not supposed to be on? Has it happened a lot?
Not this early.
Not this early. Like, I know my sister's season, Taylor crashed a date later on in the season, but, like, usually I think when the stakes are a little higher,
yeah,
I think.
It just feels forced.
And granted, it is a competition. I get it. But there are ways to make bold moves that will negatively hurt you.
So we were all saying the same thing when this happened, right? Exactly what you said. But how does your opinion of it change knowing that she gave him a rose at the end?
Here's what I think. I think what I learned about Hannah tonight was that I don't think she liked Cam coming on the date, but I do think gift giving might be higher in her love languages than we realize.
Maybe.
Because when he walked up, she wasn't having it, but then when he pulled out flowers, she was like, oh. And when he interrupted the second time, she wasn't having it, but when he had the chicken nuggets and the honey mustard, she seemed to warm up to it.
Yeah,
so she seems like a grand gesture
it's a
type.
A cheap date. Flowers and chicken nuggets.
But she,
I mean, come on.
She seems like a grand gesture gift. She likes to be seen in that way with specifics. And that's one thing. I think Cam's creepy. I think he's doing weird stuff. But he's giving specifically thoughtful gestures to her, which none of the other guys are really doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason she's keeping him
around. I don't think it's because she actually feels like she has a genuine connection with him.
Right.
I think it's exactly what you said. Just all these grand gestures. Well, that guy, they're not doing that for me. So
right.
I totally
he's
agree
just
with you.
Standing out more than
everybody
else.
Exactly. Because no one else is doing as well, not no one, but like maybe 5 or 6 other guys.
And keeping him around will force everyone else to step the cookies up.
Exactly.
For as much as they hate it or love it,
yeah.
How many guys came through and told him after, I didn't like what you did, their feathers were ruffled, for
That's
sure.
That's the real bad move of the whole thing. That's worse than Cam interrupting the whole group date, is everybody coming out and telling him much they didn't
that
like that.
So
That's the worst thing you can do on Bachelor or Bachelorette. It's terrible.
And
concentrate on her.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett, right, is so upset he didn't get any one-on-one time, but he did go out to confront him.
It was pointless.
Unless producers had pulled her away, right? Instead of going out and confronting Cam, why don't you go get some time with
him? Exactly. And I know we kept saying that when we were in there. I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is your time to stay in there and fight for her, not go over, hey, man, I just really don't appreciate what you did out there. Okay, cool. Talk to you later. Like, we don't need that. I don't need that.
I said this during the watch-along. You could have absolutely said that at the house later when you got back home. You
have
but so much time to go to Hannah.
Like,
that 5 minutes that it took you to do that.
I will say, to Cam's credit, these guys were thrown. They did not know how to handle it. Because it was so funny watching all of them walk out with this grand plan
funny.
Of being like, well, dude, I just feel like I mean, I don't know. Like, just do what you want. But, and then coming back and being like, wait, that didn't work. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what? He's just like, whatever. And I love, remember we were talking about the shot when Tyler first walks up? It's like this, like, long,
oh, yeah.
drawn out shot of him, like, walking up great. To the camera. I was like, well, there's someone coming out there in the distance, a little blurry. All right, there. Oh, it's Tyler.
Yeah. This happens every single season.
Yeah.
Something like this drama. Happens, right? But it always surprises me that any of these guys who confront, like, a Cam think that he cares. Like, I really don't think it was cool. Why do I care what you think? You're my competition. Right. I only care what Hannah thinks. Like, great. Are you angry? Awesome, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
deal with it.
Exactly.
Well, I like Cam from a TV perspective. And he is, you know what? He's making power moves. I will say, the Chicken Nuggets date, when he forced Kevin to be their server.
That was horrific.
That was a power move.
That's like...
I would have taken those Chicken Nuggets. I would have... Right on his head.
Yeah.
Right on
Well,
it.
Later he did
Well,
do
yeah,
the,
that's true. So
Kevin really messed that up. Kevin messed that up right there. Because when Cam comes to interrupt again, Kevin needs to say no. Right? I don't understand when somebody like a Cam, who's obviously not playing by the rules, let's say, or whatever, right? When they go to interrupt dates, all these guys just say, okay.
Yeah.
The guy steal her away?
Yeah, sure.
No. Just say no. I'll be done with her in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. So I have to credit Cam on one hand, but I also have to admit that I think he's creepy. What was the one thing? I think we got to stop analyzing Cam too much.
Don't be so over-analytical.
Okay, between that and his rapping every 5 seconds, I'm going to
And the harmonica? Wait, what is he like? They're like, I'm like, I don't need this shot of him with the harmonica.
He's just kind of weird. I'm like, what's happening with Cam?
This is a lot. This is stalker boyfriend lot.
Well, let's get into the cocktail party. A lot of significant conversations here. Everyone wants us to talk about Tyler C because I think she had a real moment of connection with Tyler C tonight.
Mm-hmm. He makes her feel smitten. You can see it all over her face. And she actually leaned in to kiss him. That's something we all pointed out during the exchange. Yeah. Like, she was wanting that physical connection from him. So he got the juice.
I mean, I don't really feel him. I don't like the whole, like, laid back, I kind of never smile, and I almost, like, half eye cocked away from you like you.
I don't like him for me. But I think he's doing everything Hannah wants.
Yeah, I mean, I actually do like him. I mean, he's saying, what is he a football player? Was that? Or
he's
what
a contractor.
He's a contractor who dances in the people's houses. He hasn't finished yet.
Oh, that's right. He's the dancer. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I do like Tyler.
Yeah.
Number three. If he's number three. Okay, slide into DMs. And I mean, he's getting butterflies, and she leaned in for the kiss, so I think she's digging it for sure.
I get weird vibes from Tyler C. I'm just going to be honest. I'm like, why? This dude almost majored in dance. I don't know. There's just something... His energy, man, is just like... Because he also... I remember his words when he came out of the limo. He's like, hey, girl, you're rocking that dress, and I'm into it.
Yes!
He just... He feels a little performative to me.
He feels like he's from another decade. Like, I just can't vibe with him. I don't know what it is.
Chat
like,
is pretty split right here. Some love Tyler C. Some they don't like his laid back. He seems high all the time. Tyler's a hottie. We got back and forth,
Liza,
back and forth.
I'm here for that.
That's a good contestant. That's a good contestant. If
I don't really
split.
Like Tyler C.
He played football in college, so he was talking about how when he was coming out of the tunnel. And he was like, I compare the butterflies.
That felt like a line. I think that felt like a line to me. I don't know.
I'm thinking these guys are a lot more genuine than me. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know what? Division is good. Let us know what you think of Tyler C in the comments in the chat. To me, the more genuine version of Tyler C, I actually think they're kind of similar, is Connor S. Is that right?
Really? Connor S. is so forgettable.
Connor S. was the one who looks like a high school sophomore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they both kind of have that, like, surfer bro voice.
They do.
But Connor S., I felt like, was putting on less of a show for Hannah. Like, I felt like he might actually like her. Neither of them has a ton of personality, though. Yeah.
You don't think Tyler likes her?
I kind of forgot about Connor.
I think Tyler likes her, but I think he's putting
and
on
Connor's
an
act. Connor's playing it too safe right now, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Step it up, honey.
Is that right? Am I saying Connor S.? I'm trying to find...
Yeah, I think that's right. I got that idea. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think Connor S. might surprise us.
Fair
enough.
Excited
Clearly,
to see.
Yeah, like some, I don't know.
The final major interaction at the cocktail party we have to talk to is when Luke P. clearly demonstrates the fact that he hasn't gotten intimate with a woman in a while.
I mean, he
because,
was...
Because clothes come off. Ooh. And Hannah was having it.
Oh, she was having
Happy
it.
Having it is saying it lightly.
Yeah. What did we think... what do we think of all this, the massage?
It's just too much. I don't know.
It was a lot.
I mean, I love a good massage, but again, we're in the, 2 day, 2-3 days? I don't know.
Look.
Or are we taking clothes off?
It looked a lot of fun. It looked like they were having a lot of fun. And to be fair, whether or not this is contrived by Luke, It looks like Hannah and him really got caught up in the moment. At least mm-hmm. Hannah did. Mm-hmm. And for that, it's fun. And I think the reason why you know she was so caught up and it was genuine, at least from her perspective, is when
Jed
comes in and interrupts. And it's kind of bad, awkward, sad.
Awkward turtle, yes. Making babies. Yeah.
This threw Hannah off.
Oh, right. Yeah. She was so flustered. Oh, yeah. My God.
It was almost like, does this girl need therapy? Like, it was like a very...
I mean, she was just like, I don't know how to...
Yeah, she started dropping F-bombs.
That whole bleep section. Yeah.
I thought this was the tell that these are the two front runners in her mind right now. Because she did not want him to see her doing that with Luke. That was the big thing. She was having fun, but oh my God, not him to walk in.
But how well did Jed handle this?
I mean, amazing.
Very nice.
Why I love him even more. I'm more in love with him than I was.
I think he had the perfect balance of, like, you know, playing it cool. Like, he didn't embarrass her, per se, but he also showed that he was hurt enough that she ran right after him and mm-hmm. reassured him and made sure that he felt good because, to your point, he is a front runner.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. So. Honestly, like, if you didn't care what he thought about, like, I feel like had Dustin or somebody else ran and walked in, she would have been like, oh, I'm so sorry. But it was Jed, like... She didn't even look back at Luke. Like, she was actually just running off to bed.
Yeah, it's like John Paul Jones walked in.
So Cam walks in, right? Cam is pissed the entire night, and it's all bad. But he handled it. So the way I would have handled it, Cam. I would have taken my jacket off and been like, cool, my turn. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, but either way, I think you got to make a joke out of it. You got to laugh about it a little bit because then she understands, you know, the jealousy only goes so far. We understand what we're all in for, and you really like me.
Olivia B. has a really good assessment of this, I think. Thanks for joining us, Olivia B. She says, it was interesting how frazzled Hannah got when Jed walked in. I think she really likes Jed, but is really attracted to Luke.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. There's more to Jed and his just authenticity than there is with Luke P. And I think that the farther we get along in this season, we're going to really see that come to life.
I will say, though, I feel like I saw three pretty strong connections tonight with Luke P., with Tyler C., and with Jed. But I felt like she really only went in. I felt like I only saw, like, smitten kind of googly eyes with Tyler C. and with Jed. Mm. I don't know if I've seen that, like, I feel like I've seen the physical attraction eyes with Luke P., but never, like, the sweetheart eyes with Luke P.
Yo, Jed. Okay, smitten, just like super, super like sexual attraction. Because when he comes back in at the end of the episode in her confessional, she's excited.
I think that's when he sealed the deal with her, though, to come back and say everything is 100% real with me. I think he was even picking up on her vibe still, that she wasn't completely sold by everything that he was saying in the beginning of the episode. And she brought it up again, like, when you say those words love, like, that is really serious.
Yeah. She wants to make sure that he knows what he is saying, like, this isn't just some infatuation type of thing. Like, you need to know what you're saying to me
now. That was almost damage control from the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Let's clarify what this is. And I said, to his point, I'm not the biggest fan of his. I like what he's doing in the episodes because it makes it interesting. But he did say, I'm starting to fall in love with you. He didn't say, I'm in love with you. Yeah. I'm all about it, blah, blah, blah. So that's an easy kind of caveat to what he said.
Someone brought this up. I believe it was Loved By You in the chat a little bit earlier, made a comment. Do we think that that Luke P. is giving us Brian vibes from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette? They had that insane physical chemistry at first. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought he was sleazy and questioned his intentions. We haven't quite gotten to that last part yet with Luke, but it's foreshadowed that people will, you know, question his intentions. So do we...
It's foreshadowed that people are questioning his intentions, but also potentially that he's the one that kind of does the little shaming of her about her sleeping with people, right? And the judgment. That was what it felt like they were foreshadowing, was him, and definitely him blowing up with other people.
They're foreshadowing Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really sure. The intense physical connection is obviously there, and it's a really good juxtaposition with Jed, who, you know, she said he looked good in his Speedo and all that, but it's definitely more of a mental stimulus.
Yeah.
Which kind of reminds me of Rachel and Peter and Brian.
I see the Brian vibes. And Peter. That's an interesting comparison. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I think that pretty much covers the episode, guys. Anything else? I mean, Mateo ate bugs. That's the only other thing.
Yeah.
Mateo ate
bugs. Poor kid.
Oh, we need to just go through quickly who went home. I don't think there were any real surprises.
No,
Connor J was the only one who was maybe...
Yeah, and I put, Connor J, Darren, and then I didn't even know who the last guy was. I put one dude.
Felt the most bad for Darren because he won it for his team.
I know, he jammed. Yeah.
He was a winning jammer and he got nothing out of it.
Yeah.
That's lame.
And somehow the mustard guy got through.
Somehow
Grant.
Mustard guy, thank you.
What?
We were talking about it. Someone was in the chat with it. Christine mentioned earlier. I've been saying it since last week. How is the sausage guy getting through? How is Sasha's party keep winning?
It's not even cute to me at all.
I just think there was just a lot. She's got like, you know, 5 roses she has to give out.
Right.
So,
she's still you get one, whoever you are.
You get a rose. Yeah. You get a rose.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps about our coverage. We have a couple special segments we're going to quickly get into. Let's start with our news and gossip because that's the biggest story
of the week. Guys. Ooh. This week was a hot week for The Bachelorette. Kelly Ripa decided to slam the show on her show, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ryan Seacrest brought up that they would be interviewing Hannah B., The Bachelorette, and she said, you guys, you know how I feel about that. She came out and said the show was disgusting. She thinks it's ridiculous that women should have to chase after men, pretty much slamming the franchise and how they go about the whole process. And Mike Fleiss, the executive producer, tweeted out, telling her to be easy. We have some of the tweets going up right now if you guys are watching us on YouTube. Chris Harrison chimed in saying, look out, Bachelor Nation.
Get it, Chris, yeah.
But then it gets interesting because Ellen Pompeo, who's also on an ABC show, Grey's Anatomy, chimed in to defend Kelly Ripa. She called out Mike Fleiss. She, you know, had some fair criticism about the show. See more of her tweets there. And she, you know, if she responded to a fan talking about representation on the show, but she felt the need to call it out.
That's really strange.
It was strange to me. And Hannah, if you guys look online, the interview is up. Hannah does go on the show and talk to Kelly Ripa face-to-face, and they talk about it. Their conversation was very weird to me for many reasons. A, I don't know why Kelly Ripa decided to bring this up now, as if she hasn't interviewed past winners of the show for the past X amount of years that both of their shows have been on the air.
Yeah.
She also came across as somebody who's never watched the show to me, because there's so much more to it. I mean, yes, for what it's worth, the process can be a little icky, but it's...
Well, in response, I would say you're absolutely right. Women don't have to chase after men, but Hannah wants to, or else she wouldn't have gone on the show. And can't we respect her decision?
She stood by that. I also thought it was
Who cares?
It was interesting that Hannah, in her defense, also said, you know, like you, I never watched the show before, but it kind of turned me around. And that was the only part I wasn't buying. I think Hannah B. has totally watched the show before. That was BS. But that was the drama wrapped up in one
scene. Strange. A lot of comment.
A lot of hot tea this week. Well, that's what you guys thought in the in the comments below the thoughts. That's probably not the right thing to be calling these women after this conversation. And I also got to say, I love the way you say Kelly Ripa. We got that little Kelly Ripa from Ripa. Christina.
Kelly Ripa.
All right, guys. We are so short on time. So for our special segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons, we're just going to feature one tweet. And that is the hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons we got tonight. So I think that came from you, Christine. So if you want to share.
I wanted to highlight one of our longtime followers and listeners, Sarah Broccoli. She added this tweet to our hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons. And the tweet says, Hannah in the all white on the four-wheeler was the most aggressive tampon commercial I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
And I died. Oh, my God. That was genius. So thanks for that.
The second best thing about watching The Bachelorette is seeing Bachelor Twitter happen, because it's so funny. Y'all are so hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. The memes, the everything. The gifts.
And remember, guys, that if you do hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons, we may shout you out on air. That's our weekly special segment. Any other thoughts from the episode, guys? I think we just about covered it.
I'm Team Jed. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
I'm excited where it's going, because I think, honestly, we're trimming out a lot of the fat with these guys who just didn't have a chance. And we're starting to get down to a pretty decent group of contenders. Favorites are starting to come out. So I'm happy where we're at with it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Jed, get eliminated. Thank you. And also, Peter is a mixture of Nick Vale and Colton, if they had a baby.
You know, the show is done taping, so you can just go after it right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
All right, guys. Well, we unfortunately do have to get out of here, but we have so much fun doing this every week. And if there's anything we missed, put it in the comments below, and we'll let you know what we think.
And thank you, Rachel, for joining us.
Yes, it was so much fun. I was so happy to be here, and hopefully I'll be seeing y'all in some more after shows soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of Rachel, where can they find you on Twitter or Instagram in the meantime if they want to connect with you?
So on Twitter, it is at Rachie Swin, and on Instagram, it is at Rachel Swindler.
Great. How about you, Mike?
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us in the chat. Miss Brown Sugar, Liza, Misha, CCC, Cheyenne, Kyla, we see you all. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
And really quickly, we are going to be doing a special AfterBuzz taping with Mike called Ruthless Recap, where he goes into the game and talks about the strategy behind this crazy franchise.
Oh!
Stay tuned for that.
We're going to go in on some of these guys even harder.
Yeah. Check it out on this channel.
And thanks so much, guys, for joining us this week. You can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. Let me know who your favorites are. Early favorites, I want your votes right now. Tweet
yeah.
me.
Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. We will, of course, be here next Monday. You can join us for the watch along at 5 p.m. to hear our thoughts as the show is happening, or join us for the after show at 7 p.m. Pacific, or just join us for both, because that's the best way to do it. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.